很高兴今天能够来到弟兄姐妹当中也是我如果没记错应该很多年了哈，十多年，至少十多年我没有再跟大家一起分享主的话。其实也不对，因为其实我在应该是今年哈，今年有一次在Zoom上面有机会跟大家见面，但是像这样的一个聚会应该是很多年以前的事情。我也相信是神
给我一点时间。
对不起，我忘记有翻译哈。
Our brother said, I'm so glad to be with you, worship together, and to share the word of God. Many of you I've known for years, but it has been quite a while that we haven't been together and together looking at the word of God. So I'm blessed. So.
Yeah, 谢谢卓远弟兄早上为我来翻译。
I'm glad that we have translation for this worship session.
Yeah, 在还没有分享之前，我们做一个祷告。
Let's,
阿们的天父，早上能够在你的面前，能够在众弟兄姐妹面前来分享你的话语，知道主我自己不过是一个破碎的器皿。
That Lord, I myself is nothing but a vessel.
只有主你自己使用。
And
主早上，主求你自己使用。让主你自己的话能够帮助到弟兄姐妹。
Let your word flow to everyone's heart.
因为我们知道最终不是我们自己。最终是主你自己在我们当中的工作，帮助我们不是靠自己的力量。
We're not doing anything by our own strengths.
乃是靠着主你圣灵的大能。
It is by your power, God.
我们把早上这段时间向主你仰望交托。我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
大家也知道这一次的疫情。
I think you're all aware of the pandemic that's still going on.
在这个疫情里面，也让我思考到一些问题。
It makes me think of many things.
其实这疫情让我们看到一件事情。
And there's one thing we can learn from this pandemic.
就是这世界是越来越丰富。丰富就是在各方面，在 material 上面是
so the world is growing in the material world,
但是人心却是远离神的。
But the man's hearts are further away from God.
人都在靠自己的力量。
Everyone is trying to rely on their own
strength. 但是疫情让我们看到一件事情。
And one thing we learned from the pandemic,
就是一个病毒
that is the virus,
可以把全世界，你看到可以把全世界所有的国家都没办法。
And it will make all the nations, their efforts in futile efforts.
Yeah, 你看到我们现在每一次聚会几乎都要戴着口罩。
And as you can see, when we gather, we wear masks.
从人的看来好像只是一个病毒。
Even though it may be just a virus.
但是我们知道在神没有偶然的事情的。
But there's no coincidence in God's view.
当我们面对这样的一个苦难的时候，我们总是要想到神究竟要告诉我们什么。
So when we see these suffering, we ask ourselves the question, what is God telling us through this?
是的，我们还有很多的知识。
We may be having a lot of knowledge.
我们现在可以甚至可以 做一个这个太空的旅游。
We can even do space travel.
但是人，我觉得还是活在黑暗里面。
But though we still dwell in the darkness.
我这个可以控制，没有。好，我们在Kansas 那边啊，不是 Kansas， 在西雅图那边。所以我还在想到这边是我的家哈。
I meant to say that in the Seattle area, but I slipped inside in Kansas because in my mind, this is still feel like my home.
Yeah, 我们青少年每一年哈，如果没去，除了去年有可能是没有的，不然每一年我们都有去那个玉米迷宫啊，那个我们那边有一些玉米的迷宫，让青少年去玩的。
Every year, the youth of our church, they go to an event that is the corn maze.
Yeah, 你看到它有一个进口哈，然后你就往里面一直跑跑跑跑，最后你能够出来的。
And this maze always have an entrance, but once you pass the entrance, you go deeper and deeper into this maze.
Yeah, 所以你可以看到是挺复杂的。
And it's very complicated, as you can see.
Yeah, 我去过一次还是两次。
I've been there a couple times.
啊，真的是，而且他们通常都是在傍晚的时候去的，就是。
Usually they go in the evening time.
啊，所以你几乎是看不到的，就是拿一个手电筒。
And they used to have, most of them carry a torchlight because there's, it's very dark there.
他那个图片上好像是还在比较北天的哈，啊，其实我们那时候去是晚上的。
You know, the picture shows, looks like, it's not dark, but it was pretty dark.
你看那个玉米一颗一颗都是很高的。
And you see the corns, they go pretty tall there.
所以真的你的方向你是不知道的。
And you lost your sense of direction very quickly.
Yeah, 如果没有什么东西帮助，你是要在里面走了很久才能够出来的。
If there's no tool that you can, use,that it will take you a very long time to find the exit.
所以我有的时候在想，人生有的时候是这样的，就是我们在一个迷宫里面。
This illustrates our life.
我们有的时候看不清楚我们究竟前面要我的方向是在哪里的。
Sometimes we don't know where we should go.
我们可以每天做很多决定。
We can make decisions every day.
但是哪一个决定谁是带给我们最好的呢？
But which decision is the best?
的确我们很多时候没有去思考这太多。
We may not have thought about this much.
当然很多事情我也相信神已经告让我们知道。
But I also believe that God has revealed to us many things clearly.
我今天穿什么衣服可能不是太重要。
Like what clothes I should wear, that's not too important.
只要合适的衣服。
As long as it's proper,
啊，所以在大家中间，啊，就可以了。
And that's good enough.
Yeah, 但是有很多决定是很重要的。
But many other decisions are very important ones.
Yeah, 在这些决定里面，我们怎么来做
？And how are we going to make such important decisions?
我们是怎么来看这些决定
？And how do we view these decisions in our eyes?
所以在这些决定里面。很多时候我们如果去回想的时候我们都是怎么来看的
And when we look back, what perspective are we looking at these decisions?
是我们是按照我们自己的想法来看
Is it using our own thinking system?
还是我们在这个决定里面我们有在想主你是怎么来看的
Or do we ask ourselves, in this decision, Lord, what is your perspective?
我有的时候觉得人生好像这个啊，我这个不能够控制，好像哈。我们有的时候又好像人生在一个黑暗里面。
Oftentimes in our life, there's time of darkness.
好像我们在摸索。
We're trying to find our way.
你看，在这个黑暗里面的时候，大家就知道是一个怎么样的状态。
When you're surrounded by darkness, you kind of know that.
Yeah, 在我们那一边，因为我们那边有很多高树，很多的树。在西雅图啊，我说西雅图。
In Seattle, there are a lot of trees there.
所以每一年，几乎每一年，我们都有 有一次两次甚至三次就是没电。
We there usually every year there will be two or three times that we experience power outage.
为什么没电呢？因为风大的时候树就倒了。
The reason is when the wind blows, when the strong wind will make the trees fall.
倒的时候就把那些电线就把它弄断了。
And the power lines then are gone.
所以有的时候像我们那个地方，有的时候我们长的时候都有好几天没电的。
Sometimes the power outage can last for a couple days.
所以我们自己就预备一些手电筒。
And then so we prepare the torch light at home.
因为我们知道如果晚上没电是看不到的。
And you know that at night, without it, you won't see anything.
Yeah, 很自然，所以很自然的，我们就知道说需要这个手电筒来帮助我来看晚上的时候能够知道不会睡觉，不会踢到什么东西，然后不小心跌倒了。
So at night, you naturally would look for some tool to help you so you won't fall.
Yeah, 所以这都是我们只能够往前哈 ，OK， 所以你就知道我们这就是我们人生的光景的。
And that is a picture of your life journey.
我在这里面特别说的是一个属灵的黑暗。
So here we focus on that spiritual darkness.
我们现在在这个地方，我把灯关掉，你立刻就知道了。
If we turn off all the lights, you know immediately it's dark.
但是属灵的黑暗，往往人不没有察觉到。
But the spiritual darkness is harder to detect.
因此很多时候我们不知道我们活在一个属灵的一个黑暗的光景里面。
So sometimes we don't even know, even though we are in a dark, spiritual darkness.
是的，我们人生里面每一天我们都在行走一条，都在行走。
Every day we're walking on a path.
我今天早上开车来。
This morning when I drive to the church.
但是通常我去一些地方不熟悉的，我通常都会用那个，这就是 navigation 的那个 GPS。
So if I'm going to a place I'm not familiar with, I rely on the GPS navigation.
帮助我一次又不至于迷失的。
It will help me don't get lost.
但是属灵的迷失是怎么样？我们能够避免自己迷失的。
But what is it like that we can avoid getting lost spiritually?
从某方面我们知道人生就是一条道路。
We know that life is a journey.
我如何知道人生的道路哪条是正确的？
How do we know we're walking on the right path?
一个作者这样的这个谈到心灵的黑暗。
An author described the darkness in our heart.
其实就是在诗篇里面记载的。
It was recorded in the psalm.
他说我身是怎么样受苦。
And here it says, everything is falling apart on me.
他说耶和华求你照你的话将我救活。
God put me together again with your word.
那我非常喜欢的那个英文的一个英文的翻译就是 the message.
I like this translation, it's called message.
他说 everything falling apart on me.
It says, everything is falling apart.
God, 他说。Put me together again with your word. 他说我的生命好像是 falling apart.
So the writer feels that everything in his life is falling apart.
他说求主你把你的愿你的话把我重新这个他说 put together.
So he asked God to put all those pieces back together with God's word.
大家也知道群里哈这位姐妹。
You may know Sister Joni Erickson.
她是一个这个很会游泳的，也是一个骑马的高手。
She is very good at swimming and also equestrian, a very good equestrian.
她就在进大学的那一年几个星期前，她就去一个湖边。
In her college years, one day she went to a lake site.
她就跳进水里面。
She jumped into the water.
结果把脖子把她弄断了。
But it actually damaged her neck.
结果怎么样？就重生，脖子一下就瘫痪了。
and the result is she was paralyzed.
从此以后，她就不能够行走了。
And she couldn't walk anymore.
对，你可以想象，当一个人面对这样的状态的时候，是怎么样的一个感受。
And you can imagine what you may feel when you're faced with such a challenge.
所以她就在这种瘫痪当中绝望的时候，她就想自杀。
She thought about committing suicide after she was paralyzed.
因为她看不到前面的道路是怎么走的。
Because she couldn't see any way out.
是的，从人的来角度的确是看不到前面的道路现在是如何继续走下去。
So indeed, if we just look at with our own eyes, there seems to be no way out.
人生是一条道路。
So our life is like walking on a path.
我们面对心灵中的黑暗，我们如何向前走？
How do we find our way when faced with spiritual darkness?
他说主，前面是一片黑暗。
And if we look forward, if all we see is darkness,
他说那条路在哪里？
We cry out, where is the way?
你要我往哪里去？
Which direction do you want me to go?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
所以这诗人表白
and so the writer is crying out.
他说我甚是受苦
said, well, everything is falling apart.
耶和华求你照你的话将我救活
By your word, God, put all the pieces back together.
在黑暗摸索面对绝望
So we feel the desperate when we face such darkness.
我们寻不着答案
We may not be finding the answer at all.
就是当我们寻不着答案的时候。
But when we couldn't find the answer.
当诗人寻不着答案的时候。
When the writer could not find any answer.
诗人说。诗人就知道。
And he realized.
他说你的话是我脚前的灯是我路上的光。
He said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path.
还是我好像有回音，还是我只是用这个，我就把这个关掉。好，这样可以吗？那不用关掉了。啊，好像又太大声了。啊，因为感觉上有回音，不要紧，好，我们就继续。所以在黑暗中摸索，面对绝望，找不到答案的时候，诗人说：“你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。”
When it's so difficult to see where to go, the writer he realized that God's word is the lamp to his feet.
属灵的黑暗，属灵的黑暗，我们只有神的话能够帮助我们。
So in the spiritual darkness, only the word of God can help us.
只有神的话能够给我们引导。
Only His light can guide us.
因为他的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because the word of the Lord is lamp to our feet.
没有主的话，我们是看不到前面的道路。
Without it, we don't see anything.
我们没有神的话，我们就没有办法继续往前走的。
Without His word, we can't walk any further.
脚前的灯帮助我们能够看见前面。
So we need that lamp, we need that light.
路上的光只给我们人生的方向。
The light on our path will show our direction.
神的话是我们人生的指南。
So the word of God indeed is the compass, a compass.
可以帮助我们看近的。
It can help us see something near.
帮助我们能够看到远的
or something far.
远的话我们就给我们盼望
It'll give us hope.
神的话可以引导我们
His word is our guidance.
就是当我们面对苦难中的时候
When we're facing with suffering,
我们才能够找到答案的
It'll give us the answer.
只有神的话能够从这个人生的迷宫里面走出来
The word of God is going to help us find a way in this maze of life.
在我们人生遇到黑暗里面寻找到出路了。
It will show us the way out of the darkness.
所以是什么引导我们的人生？
We ask ourselves what guides are in our life.
你依靠的是什么？
What do you rely on?
是的，我们有很多东西我们可以依靠的。
We may try to rely on many other things.
这也是现代的世代里面我们所看到的。
In our modern world, this seems to be pretty common.
但是我们最终神要我们知道，只有他。
But ultimately, God wants us to know that it is Him.
这也是以色列历史里面让我们看到的一个景象。
And we can also see this when we look at the history of Israel.
你看到以色列多少次的失败
？They had many failures.
但是最终都是因为神的恩典。
But it's always by God's grace.
都是因为神是蛮有恩典怜悯的神。
Because He's merciful, He is full of grace.
他有丰富的慈爱。
He's full of mercy.
继续带领他们。
And He continued to guide them.
在这个旷野的时候，在西奈旷野的时候，他引导他们。
In the desert of Sinai, He led them.
也是他带领他们进到迦南美地。
And He led them into Canaan.
都不是因为以色列人。
It's not because the Israelites are strong.
我们现在也是一样的。
And neither are we.
都不是因为我们。
Not because of us.
都是因为这位神。
It's all because of God.
因为如果我们没看到，我们还是只能够在黑暗里面摸索的。
And if we don't see that, we'll still be trying to find our ways and no way out.
因为我们人心是很容易制造出自己的偶像。
Because we are humans tend to create their own idols.
有人说我们人心是制造偶像的工厂。
Some says that in our hearts it's a manufacturing of the idols.
我们如何能够脱离这个偶像
？How can we set us free from those idols?
只有主的话。
And only by word of God.
引导我们。
His word can
把我们指向主耶稣基督
，can guide us and lead us to Christ Jesus，
帮助我们能够看到我们自己的这个无能，我们自己的软弱。
It'll shine on us and we'll see that our weakness, our uselessness，
帮助我们是如何一个人是如何的破碎。
And help us to break our own，
因此我们的眼目能够再一次转向他的。
And so that we will set our eyes on the Lord.
这也是福音的工作。
And that is the work of the gospel.
福音就是把我们带到主的面前。
And the gospel is to lead us back to the Lord.
不是人。
Not man.
不是人的能力。
Not man's ways.
不是人的智慧。
Not the wisdom of man.
全部都是出于这位神的。
And it's all by God.
我们知道神透过他的话有几方面的引导。
And we know that the word of God can guide us in several ways.
好，前一个 slide。 我就在这里分享关于神的引导。
We'll look further in how God guides us.
基本上神的引导可以看有两方面。
And there are two different sides of
it. 我发觉有翻译还是跟没翻译有很多的差别。
I found the translation makes a difference.
不过我相信神的恩典够用的。
I think God's grace is sufficient for us.
所以第一个引导就是我们称为显明的引导。
The first it was what you call the revealed guidance.
就是有一些引导是已经显明的。
Some of the guidance is quite obvious.
就是这引导是按神已经显明的旨意。
It is by the God's purpose that has been revealed to us.
第二种引导就是隐藏的引导。
There's another kind that we call the hidden guidance.
这引导是按神隐藏的旨意。
And that is God's plan sometimes is hidden from us.
Yeah, 我等一下会讲这隐藏的旨意其实也不是完全的隐藏。
And even we call it a hidden plan, it's not exactly, totally hidden from us.
因为当我们是思考神的话语的时候，这两种引导，认识这两种引导是非常重要的。
When we are considering God's word, we need to understand these two different.
因为它帮助我们在读经的时候。
It will help us when we read His word.
因为神在暗中在做引导的工作，带领是怎样的。
So God is working in His way that is mysterious to us.
因为只有当我们这样认识，我们才会认识到神的主权、神的计划。
And if only we realize that, whether we totally understand His sovereignty and His plan in our life.
什么是显明的引导
？What is the revealed guidance?
下一个，比如说《创世纪》二章十六节。
And we can look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
神告诉亚当说，树上各种树的啊，这个园中各种树上的果子，你都可以随意吃。
And the Lord God told Adam that you can eat from any trees, any tree in the garden.
只是分别善恶树的果子不可以吃。
Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你吃的日子必定死的。
Because the day you eat, you will die.
所以亚当夏娃每一次在园子里面要吃果子的时候。
So when Adam is trying to pick a fruit to eat,
他需要问神吗？不需要。
Does he need to ask more questions to God?
他只要记得就是分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
He doesn't need to ask any other question because he was already told, "Don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil."
这就是我们所说的显明的旨意。
And that is the God's purpose is already revealed.
因为神已经告诉他们了。
Because God has clearly told them so.
只要他们不吃分别善恶树的果子，他们都可以，其他的都可以吃的。
As long as they don't touch that tree of knowledge and good and evil, they can eat from any tree.
圣经里面已经告诉我们许许多多关于神的旨意。
So the Bible has revealed many of God's purpose, God's will to us.
什么是恶的，什么是善的。
What is good, what is evil.
什么可以做，什么不可以做。
What can be done, what cannot be done.
也就是记在旧约圣经里面许许多多的教导跟新约圣经。
So in both Old and New Testament, we have learned many teachings.
Yeah, 我们说这些都是显明的引导。
And all these has been revealed to us.
是显明神显明的旨意。
And so that His plan, His will is revealed to us.
所以在我们每一天生活里面
，In our everyday life,
我们做许多决定，这些显明的决定常常是我们主要的引导的。
When we need to make decisions, we can rely on His guidance.
但是我在这里也讲了另外一样，就是隐藏的引导。
But now we also need to look at the other side, which is the hidden.
因为这是非常重要的，当我们去看圣经的时候。
That's equally as important if we study God's word.
因为神在他一切的这个旨意里面。
Because in God in His all His purpose.
主要的不是我们。
The focus is not on us.
It is not about you. It is not about me.
It's not about you and me.
是因为神。
It's on God Himself.
所有东西都是为着神。
Everything is to fulfill His purpose.
是为着神的目的，神的计划。
It's to complete His plan to fulfill His purpose.
雅各的儿子约瑟。
And son of Jacob, Joseph.
好像我们当中也有人在查这一段经文。
And you may be also studying this book.
创世纪三十七章到五十章。
And Genesis chapter 47 to 50.
是一个很好的例子，我们可以看到这神隐藏的引导的。
There we see a good example of God's hidden guidance.
你看到神，这个约瑟是怎么样被他哥哥他们卖到埃及。
So we know that Joseph was sold to Egypt by his brother.
首先把他卖给以斯玛利。
They sold him to the Ishmaelites.
Yeah.然后以斯玛利人就把他带到，就把约瑟带到埃及。
And the Ishmaelites took Joseph to Egypt.
所以，这个约瑟又被带到奴隶的市场拍卖。
And they sold him as a slave.
就被卖到法老，这个在埃及法老的内臣。
Eventually, I became a slave in Pharaoh's court.
副议长波提法就把这个约瑟买了。
And the Potiphar bought Joseph as a slave.
我们也知道约瑟的经过哈。
And we read his story.
所以约瑟后来又怎么样？又被这个波提法的妻子引诱，后来又被指控，结果被送到监狱去。
And he was tempted by Potiphar's wife and falsely accused and was sent to prison.
结果有机会遇到这个埃及王久正和他的上场。
And he met two officials in Pharaoh's court.
是在监狱遇到他们的。
in the prison.
所以做过酒证, 把埃及接受给埃及王。
And the cupbearer finally introduced Joseph to the Pharaoh.
为什么会有这样发生呢? 因为约瑟发现约瑟可以解梦。
Because the cupbearer knows that Joseph can interpret the dreams.
约瑟为什么可以解梦? 因为神。
Joseph can do this because God was with him.
结果埃及王就把约瑟升为宰相。
And then Pharaoh found out, so he promoted Joseph to be his premier.
如果我们只是看这个，好像看不出神的旨意是什么的。
If we only read the story, we may not see clearly God's will.
但是在当中，我们说的这个就是神隐藏的旨意。
So this kind of illustrates the hidden guidance of God.
因为表面上来看，好像是一个悲剧，开始的时候。
On surface, it started as a tragedy.
但是其实在暗地里面，背后里面，神其实在引导着。
But in a mysterious way, God is in control all the time.
如果你看到约瑟的生平里面有一句话出现好几次，啊。
There's a word that came up several times in the Bible.
是什么话？
What is that?
他说神与约瑟同在。
It says that God was with Joseph.
一定要注意，这就是帮我们看到神的作为在当中的。
That is God working in Joseph's life.
不是偶然的。
It's not by incident.
神允许这件事情是有神的计划的。
If something happens allowed by God,
如果这追回创世纪更早以前,
If we look further back in Genesis,
其实跟亚伯拉罕是有关系的。
It's related to Abraham.
因为神曾经亚伯拉罕说, 他说他的子孙会在某个地方400年。
And the Lord God told Abraham that his descendants will be a place for
400
for 400 years.
然后又会从当中出来。
Then they will come back to Canaan.
你看到下面其实是回答这个问题的。
So Joseph's experience answers that question.
Yes. 约瑟的这个经历其实是回答这个问题的。
And what happened to Joseph was the answer.
因为我们接下来一个问题是，这些以色列人，这些怎么会跑到一个地方400年，然后又会从当中出来的？
So we ask, how could that the house of Jacob will be a place 400 years?
完全是因为神的信实，神是守约的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
神应许的绝对是成就的。
What He promised, He will definitely fulfill.
人可以 做各样的坏事,
Men can do all kinds of evil.
但是神的旨意最终必然成就的。
But His will eventually will prevail.
这个故事里面我说不是关于约瑟。
So the story is not about Joseph.
这个故事是关于神, 我们这位神。
The story is about God.
他不是要我们去夸奖约瑟。
It's not for us to give praise to Joseph.
他是要我们去夸我们这位神。
But It is for us to boast about God. So it is all the work of God's love and His faithfulness.
就是神隐藏的旨意，我们一定要去思考的。
So we must consider on how God guides us in a hidden way.
是非常重要，当我们看整本圣经的时候。
This is very important when we look at the whole Bible.
因为这是主要的圣经要告诉我们的。
And that is the main theme of the Bible.
这是我们每一天生活，当我们遇到各样的困难问题的时候。
So when we are in a difficult situation in our lives,
总是帮助我们不忘记我们这位神。
It all often makes us forget our God.
神让我们经历某一些事情。
But when God makes us experience something,
我们信主的人，我们知道神有他的美意的。
We must know that as a believer, God has His good plan.
神有功课要我们去学习的。
He has lessons for us to learn.
所以约瑟在五十章创世纪五十章二十节他说。
So Joseph said this in chapter 50.
他说从前你们的意思，这是对他哥哥们说的，从前你们的意思是要害我。
Speaking to his brothers.
但神的旨意，神的意思原是好的。
And he said, you intended evil, but God intended for good.
要保全许多人的生命，就成就今日的光景。
It's to accomplish what has been done today, at saving of many lives.
你看到约瑟能够这样看的。
That is how Joseph looked at it. Joseph could have reacted in two different ways.
一种看到他哥哥就怎么样？ 就想起他们以前是怎么样对待他的，就想报复的。
He could have thinking about revenge his brothers when he thought of all the evils they did to him.
约瑟能够赦免他。
But Joseph forgave them.
能够赦免他的哥哥们。
He forgave his brothers completely.
因为他看到背后神的工作。
Because he sees that God's will prevails behind all these.
这就是我们每一次我们 面对这样的一些人生的困难中，总是要想到的事情的。That
is something we ought to think about when we face with difficulties in life.
你记得保罗，大家也都认识哈，都很清楚保罗曾经。下一个
slide。Paul is another figure that we are familiar in the Bible.
神显明的旨意帮助我们认识神。So
God revealed His will so we know we can learn.
帮助我们信靠神。It
helps us to rely on Him.
来依靠神。
And we trust Him.
显明和隐藏的带领。
And to review this hidden guidance.
保罗自己在罗马书8章28节，他这里这样说。
So in Romans 8:28, we read.
他说：“我晓得万事都互相效力，就爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被咒的人。”
That we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him. Those are called by His purpose.
为什么保罗会说，我们晓得万事都互相效力？
How can Paul say in all things God works for the good?
就是因为神。
It's because God is there.
神能够把万事好的坏的都互相效力。
God can work in all things that we think is good or bad, but it turned that into good.
这个我们刚好约瑟就是一个例子。
And Joseph's journey is a good example.
当保罗被关在监狱里的时候,
when Paul was kept in prison,
他对腓立比的弟兄姐妹说,
he told the brothers and sisters in Philippi,
你知道保罗可以在监狱里面, 我们知道在监狱里面, 那时候监狱是很苦的。
So you know there's no good life in prison.
但是你去听保罗是怎么说的,
But if we listen to Paul,
当他写给腓立比教会弟兄姐妹们,
when he wrote to the church in Philippi,
他说弟兄们,
he said, brothers,
我愿意你们知道,
I wish that you know,
我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺,
that everything that happens to me is to prosper the gospel,
以至于我受的捆锁,
so that even the bondage I wear,
在御营全军和弃人中,
that in the garrison of the soldiers,
已经显明是为基督的缘故,
it has been clear revealed it's for the purpose of Christ,
并且那在主里的弟兄,
and those brothers, other brothers in Christ,
多半因我受的捆锁,
and because of bondage of I hair,
就坚信不疑,
they are even more faithful,
越发放胆传神的道,
more boldly spread the word of God,
无所惧怕,
they have no fear.
为什么保罗会这样说的?
How could Paul say that?
保罗心里面想到的就是神。
Because he keeps thinking about God himself.
想到的就是关于福音的工作。
He keeps thinking about the advance of good news.
想到的是他的主耶稣基督。
He focused on his Lord, Jesus Christ.
他看到虽然他被关在监狱里面,
even though he's kept in prison,
他看到因为这样神的福音更加兴旺。
He can see that God's work is still advancing.
虽然他受了很多的苦在一个锁链里面,
though he is in bondage and he suffered a lot,
但是很多弟兄姐妹因为他们的信心更加的坚定。
But it has strengthened the faith of many other brothers and sisters.
你看到保罗所看到的，跟很多我们所，当我们面对同样的时候，我们是怎么样的一个反应？
It's a comparison how Paul set his eyes on.
因为保罗看到神隐藏的旨意。
Because Paul had seen the hidden guidance of God.
保罗看到所有事情发生在身上都是跟主有关系的。
He knows that everything happened to him has to do with God's will.
因此虽然他是在关在神室最后又为主寻道。
Even though he's going to be martyred,
但是他知道这个最终都是叫福音兴旺。
He knows that ultimately even that
也是帮助弟兄姐妹更是他们建立他们的信心的。
It will eventually strengthen brothers and sisters' faith.
我们现在再回到全体姐妹，好像是我是不是斯拉雅？
Now we're going to circle back to Joni.
全体姐妹也曾经质问过神。
And she has asked God,
为什么让这些事情发生在她身上？
That why God let these things happen to her?
她是怎么知道的？
How did she find the answer?
他说当他渐渐就是查考圣经的过程渐渐明白神的旨意。
As she continued to study Bible, she knew more and more God's will.
其实在当中我们虽然我们知道苦难其中一个原因是因为人罪引起的。
Many sufferings are rooted in our sins.
但是我们每一天所面对的困难苦难不一定都是因为罪的。
But we can't say all sufferings are because of sins.
但无论处在怎么样一个这个境地
But no matter what the cause is,
我们人都可以选择相信神能够使万事互相效力
But we can hold our faith that God, in all things God works for the good of us
就爱他的人得益处
That those who love him will receive good
或许我们选择弃绝神走向痛苦和绝望的深渊
And if we choose to be away from God andWe walk on a journey that leads to more pain and despair.
同样的，我们当我们面对这样，我们会做什么的选择
？In the same situation, what do we choose?
我们面对将来的日子，我们的决议是什么
？So as we face our tomorrows, what do we set our heart to do?
我们的是什么东西是我们信靠的？
What do we truly trust?
我有的时候很担心一件事情，就是很多时候我们就很容易把这个希望放在某一个人身上，或是某一些人身上。
I'm concerned sometimes we put our hope on somebody or a few people.
很重要，我们一定要想到，我们的所有希望只有能够在神身上的。
But the important thing is we must remember all our hope should be on God Himself.
诗人在诗篇119篇111节，他说：“我以你的法度为我永远的产业，因这是我心中所喜爱的。”
So the writer of this psalm he says that your law is my everlasting heritage, for this is the joy of my heart.
什么是产业，而且是永远的产业？
What is a everlasting heritage?
诗人在这里说的是什么的产业
？And what kind of heritage the writer has in mind?
他看为是宝贵的。
That he treasures.
使我们知道他在这里面所说的是神的话为宝贵的。
So we know that he's referring to the word of God.
就是所有的产业里面只有神的话是他永远的产业。
So there may be many kinds of heritage, but the writer treasures.The word of God as his heritage.
就是比世上所有一切的金银财宝都为贵重谦卑。
That is more important than gold and silver and other precious thing in the world.
我何等爱慕你的律法。
Oh, how I love your word.
这是我心中所喜爱的。
This is the joy of my heart.
我喜爱你的律法，好像得了许多的乳物。
I love your law. That is like I have received many plunders.
求神赐给我们每一个人。
May the Lord show us mercy.
赐给我们每一个人对神的话有这样一个渴慕的心。
Give us a heart that seeks His word.
看神的话是宝贵的。
That treasure His word.
我们好像是一样。第二，就是我们看到我们需要委身于神的话。
Secondly, we learn that we must commit to the word of God.
我们看到诗人是怎么样形容神的话，对神的话的委身。
And here again, the writers describe word of God in a way.
他说你公义的典章我曾启示遵守我必按此而行。
Said that, that Lord, your righteous law, I have make an oath and I conform to it. I will follow your law.
我的性命藏在危险之中，我却不忘记你的律法。
That my life is constantly in danger, but I've never forgotten your law.
恶人为我设下网罗，我却没有偏离你的信词。
The wicked one has set a snare for me.But I have not strayed from your precept.
我的心专向你的律例，永远遵行，一直到底。
My heart is toward your law, and I will forever obey it, even to the very end.
这是世人对神坏的威神。
And this is what the writer is pouring out his heart to God.
也就是我们现在我们需要，也告诉我们，我们需要花时间在主的话语上面。
It tells us that we also need to spend more time on Word of God.
因为只有这样，我们真的能够在我们整个人，我们能够更是明白神的旨意。
And when we do that, we will know more about God's will on us.
主的意念成为我们的意念。
So that His will become our will.
主的心成为我们的心。
So His heart, we become our heart.
在2010年。
In 2010,
全里姐妹又得到一个消息。
And our sister Joni learned another bad news.
她就得的就是她患了乳癌。
She had breast cancer.
在这时候她说她我以微笑来面对。
She said, I now can face it with smile.
因知道主权在神。
Because we know that God has sovereignty.
她深深地爱我。
And He loved me so deeply.
并紧紧地抓住我的手。
He holds my hand tightly.
如果我们只有理解到神的心意时，才相信主。
If only we trust God, we fully understand His will.
那有什么好用处呢？
What good does that do?
这只是在充满怀疑的生活里面取得保障。
That is only just give us some protection in a life full of unbelief.
我们知道地上的生命不是永恒的。
We know that our life.Journey on this earth is for not forever.
谈论天堂的时候，似乎很遥远。
Only that the heaven is our eternal home.
但是当我想象天堂的时候
，when I think of the heaven,
他说我就想到自己有了新的手和脚。
She said, "It's like I already gained my."New hand and new feet.
我又可以像以前一样站起来。
And I can stand up again like I used to be.
站在耶稣基督的面前。
I can stand before Christ.
这是全体姐妹她说的话。
And I'm quoting.
为什么她有这样的一个信心
？How can she have such a faith?
因为她有主的话。
Because she has Word of God in her heart.
她也明白神显明的旨意。
She understands the revealed will of God.
她便明白神隐藏的旨意在她身上。
But she also knows that God has hidden guidance in her.
她知道这位神是一位怎样的神。
She knows the God that she believes in.
所以就是在她这个非常困难的时候，她看到光。
So in this moment of difficulty, she sees hope.
这光是因为神的话。
And the light comes from the Word of God.
因为这话带给他心里面的盼望。
Because the word of God brings her hope.
的确，我们也看到神使用他。
And we can see that God greatly used her.
许许多多人因着他得到帮助，也许许多人因着他信了主。
Many came to the Lord because of her witness.
全里瘫痪了四十多年。
And Joni has been paralyzed for 40 years.
面对乳癌的这个消息。
Now with the bad news of breast cancer,
她能够平静和有把握。
But such a peace, and she's very confident.
这力量是因为神的话。
That's all because she has God.
是神的话如同光这样照亮她前程。
The word of God is light on her path.
让她知道她前面的路是怎么走的。
So that she knows how she can walk her path.
也给她有元气，能够继续走前面的路。
And gives her courage to walk to.
帮助她来面对各样的挑战。
And help her face all the challenges every day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主。
God, you love us.
我们这一次感谢主，你赐给我们你的话。
We thank you for giving us your word.
的确，我们的属灵的黑暗，主，只有你的话能够照亮。
Only your word can shine the light in the spiritual darkness.
而且我们也知道，主，你圣灵也在当中做无形这个我们所看不到的引导。
And we know that your Holy Spirit works in our life in a mysterious way.
就在这个现在这个世代里面，主，我们也相信我们当中也是也有弟兄姐妹。
Even in this generation, you do work in our brothers and sisters.
一定在心里面也是常常有疑惑。
Sometimes we do have doubts in our heart.
常常心里面有很多沮丧。
We are frustrated sometimes.
看不到前面主是怎么样的。
We don't see a clear path ahead of us.
但主求主你记得话，这一次帮助我们。
May your word, Lord, help us.
就是在这个暗淡的时代里面，我们因为有主你记得话，我们看到前面的盼望。
Even in this world without much light, and we see that your word is that light, give us hope.
更是帮助我们能够紧紧的来跟随你。
Help us to follow you closely, Lord.
特别想起主你自己告诉我们，你说你就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Lord, you said you are the way, the truth, and life.
只有你是我们人生的盼望。
Only you are the hope of our life.
是我们人生的指南。
Only you are the true compass of our life.
祝福在我们当中的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Bless every brother and sister here, Lord.
祝福这个教会。
Bless this church, Lord.
知道因着主你是有丰盛的慈爱。
Because Lord, you are full of love and mercy.
你必引导我们。
You will guide us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们有一个回应的诗歌，你的话。